Welcome to Live Into Your Best Life, a show where people learn how to go from where they are to where they'd like to be in any area of life. If you're looking for a new job, wanting to improve your relationships, or even reclaim your health, Polyskaya will share with you a simple formula that can take you on a journey to begin to live into your best life in all areas of life. Now sit back and begin your journey.
Welcome to the Live Your Best Life podcast. And this is a podcast by Polyskaya. And I'm hosting the first one because we want to give you a bit of an overview of Poly's business. So, Poly, first of all, let's talk about your book. What inspired you to write the book?
I love this. Next stop, your dream job, navigating your journey to professional happiness. I have helped people all my life. So I'm a coach, right? It's in my DNA. And years ago, I had my own coaching business, and it started because I was a recruiter. And I was helping people figure out how to update their resumes so that they could close deals, and how they could, when they interviewed with the client, how could you really sell yourself and shine and get over some of those limiting beliefs and those ideas, like playing small. And I never realized how challenging that is for people. And sometimes people have imposter syndrome that sneaks in. I have it too. But I was taught at an early age, you can do, be, or have whatever you want as long as you really want it, right? So that was one of my dad's, I call them cliffisms. And so I had a knack for helping people get out of their own way so that they could achieve the goals that they had. Fast forward, I continue through the years to have helped people with their resumes or with their interviewing skills, or how do you find a job? How do you break into a new industry or whatever? And last summer, between May and June, I started getting all of these private messages, texts, and LinkedIn, and people who I hadn't talked to, one person I hadn't seen since elementary school. We connected on LinkedIn, but we hadn't really talked or anything, and they wanted help. I've been following your journey. I love how you've gone from here to there. Can you help me? And I'm like, wow. So I hosted an event, a free event, and just opened it up, anyone who wanted to join. And I had about 30 people. And we just used a lean coffee model to identify what did they want to talk about? What were their biggest obstacles to moving forward in their careers? And what help did people need? And this group, just brilliant ideas on what they wanted to talk about. And we covered probably about half of them. And everybody just shared with everybody else. It was a kind of a community effort on helping each other. And fast forward a few weeks later, I'm sitting on the couch and all of a sudden I look at my husband and I said, it's a book. And he said, what? And I said, just a second. And I ran and I got my computer and I launched the mural board and I'm like, yep, they gave me 10 chapters for a book to help people. And that's how the book was created. So I identified on the 21st of June that I had a book. I took vacation time, came back, and started writing. And I've got some guest writers in here, and every page there, each chapter is filled with ideas and words of inspiration. And it's really a workbook also. So this is Crabs in the Bucket. So we identify who's holding you back from achieving your dreams and what are those things getting in your way. So it's ideas, it's thoughts, it's a step-by-step journey. It helps people get really clear on whatever it is. And they have a path. By the end of working through the book, they have a path. And the really cool thing is it's repeatable in all areas of your life. So that kind of launched into creating a book. It got released on September 29th, so just a few months after the concept. And I've got a website now, and I'm going to be offering classes and all the things.
Exciting. Now, for a lot of people out there, even the thought of writing a book they would have possibly procrastinated about it for weeks, months, maybe even longer. What do you think it is that sets you apart from that? You had this idea and then you instantly took action and it materialized. What is the difference? Because that just goes to show that anybody could do this if that was their goal. How have you become such an action taker?
It goes back to my childhood. I literally, as you're asking this question, I'm like, yeah, it's how my dad was. It's he taught us everybody puts their pants on one leg at a time. So that's another Cliffism. And I've just always looked at circumstances and realized that we're all just people, right? And so if we're all just people, we all can achieve whatever we want. And if you really want it, then you can make it happen. And it was just like a light bulb that went on. It was like, I need to do this. And when that happens, I know I need to do this. I've had the opportunity to be part of many firsts. I refer to myself as a female Forrest Gump because I've written two other books, actually. And I didn't know back in 2006, when I wrote my first book, it was because I visited with a gentleman in the community and I came home and I told the kids about some of the stories. This gentleman had gotten a Purple Heart that he was given by President Kennedy and just shared his life stories and his family, how they helped create the town. And his great grandpa was the one who did the paperwork to create this town. And just all these really neat stories. And my son says, Mom, you should write a book. And I'm like, why would I write a book? Fast forward, there was gang activity happening at the school. I went into the police department. I sat down with the chief of police and I said, we have a problem. What do we need to fix it? And he said, we need canine unit. We don't have the budget. And I said, okay, what do we need to do to get the budget? And he said, raise money. And I was very active in the community. So we rallied some of the nonprofits, but then I wrote a book about the community. And I donated all the proceeds to help bring a canine unit to town. And when there's an idea, I don't act on it naturally, but if there's an idea that is going to help other people, and it feels like this pull, and I just have to do it. And every time I've felt that internal pull, I know that it's going to be successful. It's how I helped found the largest charter school from scratch in the state of Minnesota back in 2004. And it's just, I've been in so many really cool experiences that when there's that internal pull, my gut says, go for it. And if I choose not to, because it's a choice, right? But if I choose not to, there's always this niggly, like, why didn't you do that? Or, oh, if I had only. So I've just learned to listen.
But it also sounds like you're very much in the flow. What you said just there about when you have this internal pull, and that I'm sure many others feel that, but they don't act on it. And you said something crucial that I picked up earlier about you've got to get out of your own way. What is going on with us? Because quite often it's easy to blame outside things going on, but more often than not, it's us that are in our own way. So right. How would you help people deal with this? Yes, you've got the book. Yes, you've got laid out steps. But what would be your process for people to get out of their way and actually follow their heart's desires, follow their passion, rather than dealing with life from a fear state or a scarcity mindset where they think they should be doing something rather than doing something because they would love to do it?
First of all, what I discover in conversations with people is that they lack clarity around what do they really want? Where do they really want to go? And it's in all areas of life. They know what they don't want. People know when things feel uncomfortable. they struggle figuring out, what do I really want? Or when I sit down one-on-one with folks to do coaching conversations, and they may say, oh, I've got this thing. And like you mentioned, it's outside of them, right? So this person's doing this stuff. But what makes that a problem for you? And we really get clear on what's going on with them, or what do they really want. If you're doing something for someone else, it's highly unlikely the outcome is going to be as good as if it was what you really want, because it's an internal drive. If someone's telling you you have to do something versus you choosing to do it because it's your passion, your desire. And that's one of the things I know, part of my purpose is service to others, right? That's why I'm here. I just love to help others. And my daughter lovingly years ago, when I asked people I trust, what can I do better? She shared one of the best bits of information I have ever gotten. Mom, you need to stop helping people who didn't ask for help. And as someone who has coaching in their DNA, that's a really hard thing to do, but I've pulled back. And so when people tell me they want help with a certain thing, we'll dig in a little deeper to get to that root of, what do you really want help with? And it's got to be theirs. And I think that's the key, is making sure that it's coming from within them. So once we get really clear on what it is, then I ask people to get really honest about where they are. Because you can want something all you want, but you're not going to achieve it if you don't really understand where you are. Like, I'm sitting in Minneapolis. I may want to come and have coffee with you this afternoon. However, it's only noon here and it's dinner time there. And by the time I get there, we're doing breakfast tomorrow morning. And you got to figure out where you are, where you want to get. And then you identify, what are some of those gaps that, and that's going to be your opportunity. What do we get to work on? And sometimes people feel so overwhelmed just by figuring out, where do you want to go? They can't imagine. That's why I say live into your best life, because a lot of people can't even imagine living their best life. They don't even know what that would look like. But if you start to take baby steps to move into something, you can get there. And so if we can't figure out where you want to be in a year, let alone five, and with the rapid pace of change, what if we look at in a month? And so just taking things step by step, figuring out those gaps and helping people get clarity, which is actually a cure for overwhelm, getting clarity. Then we can figure out, what's the plan and what would hold you back from achieving success? And that's that piece also that people forget, is what might get in your way. And like you said, we tend to be the thing that gets in our way. And we don't even realize how many crabs we have pulling us back down into the bucket. Right? We think that folks are, oh, they're just going to be supportive. The problem with that thought is, when we change, things around us change. And a lot of people are uncomfortable with change. And so because of that, if I'm doing something to improve myself, that means my dynamics are going to change. And if that happens, I'm going to make other people around me uncomfortable. And if that happens, they may want to bring me back to where I've always been so that they can feel better. And I help people work through how to handle that and how to identify who's beneficial to keep in your life, who may you keep in your life, but maybe at a distance, and bringing them in ebb and flow. And who do you want to surround yourself with, because they're your support team. And so I work with folks on all those different aspects to help them achieve what they want.
And it's interesting, isn't it, that things that you wouldn't necessarily think about can be the things that are holding you back. Like you say, we're not saying stop seeing these people or those. Just don't go as often, don't stay as long, and focus on your unit of support that is going to lift you up.
That's right.
With regards to your book, I know you're doing lots of other things as well as this podcast. So this is launching. Why are you doing this? You say that you're here to serve. So what is your podcast going to be about? And how is it going to be a tool to be used for people out there?
Great question. So the 10 chapters in the book are going to be the foundation for the initial podcasts that I have. So I'll be interviewing folks that were writers in the book and just bringing to life their chapters through their eyes and dig in a little deeper. This will give people nuggets to take action. And then every other week I'll have a guest. The weeks that it's just me, I'll be sharing tidbits to help people in preparation for the next step on their journey. It's just sometimes when you read a book, and the reason this is a kind of a interactive book is because you can read a book and take no action. I want people to take action. You've highlighted that I take action, and I want others to do that, because if you don't make changes, nothing's going to change. And having the book and then giving nuggets in our podcast to help people get out of their own way, but bite-sized chunks, so that it doesn't feel overwhelming and they can take action 1 week and then they can start to see the incremental improvements in their lives. Now, one of the things that I talk to people about is, again, you got to figure out where you're at and where you want to be, and then you measure progress. And so we'll talk about how to do that as well. So the initial few months are going to be really focused around job and career, and I'll be interviewing recruiters and just different folks from around the world to talk about how have they gotten out of their own way? What have they discovered on their journey? And then we'll start to dive into other aspects of life around relationships and health and different things like that. But to start with, there's a lot of people who have been laid off. There's a lot of companies who are downsizing or right-sizing or restructuring or whatever the term is. And so I just really want to give people an opportunity to step back and evaluate, what do I really want to do with this next chapter? You don't have to be actually without a job to be able to take action on this. In fact, the best way is if you're okay where you are, you'd like something better, let's start taking that action. And I'm doing this because I really, 5-10 years down the road, I'm never going to retire, but I would like to have more freedom and flexibility so that I can pick and choose what I want to do when I want to do it. And so this is really about helping people, creating an evergreen program that people can tap into, and then doing speaking engagements and traveling with my husband and having fun.
Love that. And that is a possibility for everybody. And I love what you say about sometimes we can create, I don't like to say too big goals, but I think the important thing that I'm getting from what you're talking about there is the fact that it doesn't have to be that overwhelming if you just take that first step. And then what is that next first step or the next step, rather than looking at, and I think that's what puts people off, isn't it? When they, because they're resistant to change, that they might look at this new idea and the overwhelm of such a massive change stops them. Mm-hmm. So what I'm hearing from you, this book is going to help them get clarity on that sort of roadmap, as it were, and just take the first step. And yeah, it doesn't mean you have to jack in everything and go all in, putting you under even more stress, which wouldn't be helpful, but you can still do it from the comfort of where you're at right now and make these small incremental changes. So the book is there to guide them. Your podcast is there to guide them. I know you've talked about some of the challenges that hold people back from taking that first step. Is there anything else you'd like to add to that from that point of view?
I think the big thing is really, everyone can use a coach. And some people hold themselves back from working with a coach because you don't know if you're getting a quality coach, someone who's really gone through the steps, someone who's really taken action and worked on themselves first. Because I think that you know, there's so many programs out there where you take a weekend class, you don't have necessarily any real world practice, but all of a sudden you're a certified coach and you've got a piece of paper. So I think that's one of the things is how do you know you have a good quality coach? And people don't know who to go to or how to get the support that they need. And there's so many ways you can work with folks as well. Also, I think in the old days when I first started coaching, so I became a professional coach in 2001. And I think in those days, there was a bit of a stigma around therapy, psychologists, coaching, and all of that stuff. I think that's starting to lift now with all the focus on mental health. And one of the things I just said yesterday to someone is, how many professional sports teams do it on their own with no coach? And so if you want to grow and you want to continue to improve, you need to find people who can lift you, help lift you up to that next level. And that's what I do. I have coaches and mentors as well, because I can only help people as far as I'm willing to help myself. And so that's one of the pieces as well, is getting that clarity around, where do I really want to go? Am I happy here? And a lot of people are. A lot of people just want to go through life. But for those that are really looking to take action and go to that next step, those are the people that I love working with. Another thing that holds people back is, what are people going to say? What are people going to, and it's that outside perspective. So again, crabs in the bucket, we don't take action because we don't want people to know. But I think you might want to be proud of letting people know and imagine the role model that you are for others. If you have the courage to put yourself out there, how many other people have been holding themselves back because of their own fears, that when you can be that role model and help people see the possibilities, maybe they'll take action as well. So it's just all layered in. And I think that last piece is being honest with where you really are and what are you willing to do and what aren't you willing to do? Because again, while they want a certain outcome, if you're not willing to take the action to achieve that outcome, then is this the right path for you? Is this the right time for you? Or maybe what you're willing to do will get you far enough forward to then overcome what you don't want to do.
Love that. And I think we all need a coach with everything. I totally agree. And it's not even always just the fact that they're going to have more knowledge than you. They know the steps that are needed to get there. It's more than that, because it is sometimes we need to be held accountable to do the things that we've said we're going to do. And also, what I find is that sometimes just even talking things over, you can come to the realization yourself. And if you don't have that, then just reading a book or just watching a video is just never going to be enough. So what should the listeners do next if they're, obviously they want to get hold of the book, but also if they wanted to take that next step?
Reach out to me. So hello@pollyskaya.com is my email. If they'd like to shoot me a note and say, hey, I'd like to have a 20-minute conversation to see if this is a fit for me. Check out my website, pollyskaya.com, to learn more about what I offer and how I go about it. There's also podcasts. The podcasts will be on my website, but also I have blog posts that are filled with some inspiration and some action items that people can start their journey to see if the way that I think and look at life is a good fit for them. I work with individuals. I work with corporations. I work with some of the largest organizations in the world, and I do coaching everywhere from the executive level to the team member level. And so I work with everybody in the way that's right for them. And so checking out my website is probably the best way to see, is this going to be a good fit? And then let's go from there.
Excellent. And just take that next first step.
That's right.
Wonderful. So Pauly will be back as the host next week. So bye for now.
Thank you for listening to Polyskaya, your show host for Live Into Your Best Life. Check out the show notes and visit her at polyskaya.com to learn more and continue your journey. Until next week, enjoy the adventure.